With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has announced the framework of his new health care plan. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The president wants Congress to take up the proposal after lawmakers let tax credits expire. However, the White House provided few details. Under the plan, the government would send money directly to Americans to use in health savings accounts. Critics argue the accounts wouldn't be enough to cover costs for most consumers. The president's plan also focuses on lowering drug prices and requiring insurers to be more transparent. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A judge has put limits on ICE agents when confronted by peaceful protesters in Minneapolis.
A U.S. district judge has ruled federal officers in a Minneapolis area immigration operation cannot detain or tear gas peaceful protesters who are not obstructing authorities, including when these people are observing the agents. U.S. District Judge Kate Menendez ruling Friday in a case filed in December on behalf of six Minnesota activists. I'm Julie Walker.
Mideast expert Dr. Michael Oren remains skeptical that the demonstrators can really topple the regime in Iran.
Talking about an army of almost 500,000 soldiers, a guard, an Islamic Republican Guard, Revolutionary Guard of close to 500,000 soldiers, plus the besieged. These are these paramilitary thugs. There may be 5 million of them. And so the Iran regime has just begun to fight.
Dr. Oren made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A blast of winter weather has brought snowfall and sub-freezing wind chills across the Midwest and East Coast, as well as near-freezing temperatures in parts of the South. The National Weather Service said Saturday that below-average temperatures were forecast for the central and eastern part of the country this weekend and into next week. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. International Planned Parenthood is feeling a bit of a pinch.
Now that President Trump has cut $87 million in U.S. funding to the giant abortion business, it has begun to cut staff. IPPF reports that nearly 1,000 staffers around the world have been laid off, and nearly 1,400 facilities of various sizes have shut their doors. The cuts have had a major impact in the U.S., with Planned Parenthood closing scores of abortion clinics or putting aside plans to open new ones. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to Voice of the Martyrs, persecution of Christians is no longer confined and confined to traditional high-risk regions of the world. VOM's annual report doubles the number of Latin American countries on the watch list by adding Honduras and Nicaragua. Venezuela and areas of Mexico were included in the 2025 edition. Spokesman Todd Nettleton says Latin American believers are increasingly facing persecution by corrupt governments, Marxist guerrilla groups, and criminal gangs. This is SRN News. Striking New York nurses have resumed contract talks with one of the city's major hospital systems.
The New York State Nurses Association says its bargaining team has begun meeting with negotiators at three Mount Sinai hospitals. The union met Thursday night with administrators at New York Presbyterian, but both sides say little progress was made. Talks have not resumed with Montefiore, the third major hospital system impacted. Each hospital is negotiating with the union separately. About 15,000 nurses walked off the job Monday. The affected hospitals have hired thousands of temporary nurses and say their operations have been running smoothly. I'm Mike Hempen.
Breaking with the United States, Canada has reached a tariff reduction deal with China. During a visit to Beijing, Canadian Prime Minister Carney announcing that his country has agreed to cut its 100% tariff on Chinese electric cars in return for lower tariffs on Canadian farm products. More details at srnnews.com.